Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thanks for joining me. In case you missed anything from our show on Sunday night, we're going to start to podcast that as well. Mike Haynes and I do Talking Puck TV on Twitch and on YouTube Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. We have a good time talking about the topics that strike our fancy during the week. And plus, we always take questions from the chat, so it's always a lot of fun. Please join us live if you can. If not, if you miss anything, we'll have them here for you as well. One of the things we did talk about, we talked about some of the COVID issues going around. Again, seeing that the Carolina Hurricanes have had a few games moved, rescheduled, postponed. Dallas obviously just getting it in gear. And holy cow, the Dallas Stars, 8 power play goals in the first 2 games, which, by the way, ties an NHL record. Crazy start for them, but they had to delay their season entirely. So they were just chomping at the bit to get out there. A couple other teams are dealing with some issues. Not unexpected, right? We talked about this. We discussed how on this very podcast that there would be issues because of the travel, because athletes are athletes. The Washington Capitals and Alexander Ovechkin, a very infamous case already this year. You know, the guys in a hotel room without their masks on. And regardless of what you may think of million-dollar athletes being paid to play this game and being told what to do, what not to do, is it a small price to pay? Personally, I believe so. But you're just not going to get everybody to buy in. That's just the way it is. That's how it goes. So I'm not entirely surprised by that. Just hopefully the delays and reschedules are at a minimum and it doesn't mess up the plans for the playoffs once we get to May. We're still only in January. We haven't made it out of the month of January yet. So we got a couple more months of regular season hockey to go yet. But it's interesting to me to see how some of these teams are coming out of the gate quickly, how some of them are not, and already how some of the fatigue of not everyone is going to have to play 4 in a row against an opponent, but it's already happened. The Coyotes and the Vegas Golden Knights have already gone through their 4-game series, and it was interesting to watch it evolve. I wondered, as it went along, would there be more animosity? Would it feel like a playoff series? Would the intensity ratchet up? All reasonable assumptions, you would think, right? If you watched Game 4 of that series, and probably even Game 3 of that series, the two that were in Arizona, not great, not entertaining, not fun. I think that the teams are just tired of each other. And Vegas scored late in Game 4 to win that one. It was a great play, but it was a grind. It was an absolute grind. It was not playoff intensity. And some teams will probably hit that. They'll get a little more momentum going. Perhaps they'll ratchet up a rivalry here and there with a 4 in a row. But I have to believe if the league ever has to do something like this again, and please, 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 hockey gods, don't let us have to do something like this again. You just can't schedule 4 in a row against the same team in the regular season. It's terrible. The results were terrible, and I really hope that the league does not do that again. And they didn't know. We didn't know. Like I just said a minute ago, I thought, hey, maybe this would be cool. Maybe by the end of the series, there'll be, you know, some knockdown, drag-out hockey. It'll be fun. It'll be kind of like the old days. It went the exact opposite direction. It was weary. It was cumbersome. It was kind of hard to watch at times. And I thought Vegas was the better team throughout, that game especially, but you could just see it mentally. There was just zero battery. So that was kind of interesting. I honestly did not expect that result, but if that's the case study of how things are going to go, I'm probably going to say we can skip this next time. I don't know. Maybe even if there's juggling to be done with some team schedules, as there is, Dallas, Carolina, they're all going to have to reschedule some games here. Maybe trying to avoid that. It's different in the playoffs. And I know you may hit me with the reasons of, Tom, well, you know, it shouldn't be any different. It's a short season. Every game matters. Absolutely it does. But there is a magic about the postseason. There's a magic about knowing you're playing for the Stanley Cup. And, you know, half the league has gone home by now and is making tea times. So when you're still out there, there is that energy that carries through a playoff series and from series to series. And it is a battle of attrition. But in the regular season, even in a shortened one where every game really, really matters, it just wasn't there. So I'm going to keep an eye on other teams playing four in a row. I will watch the back end of those series, and I'll report back to you on how it works out or doesn't work out for those teams. It'll be very interesting to see if, when this is all said and done, if 2 points is the difference or a point is the difference, and there was a four in a row in there somewhere, what kind of difference that makes. Something to keep an eye on. All right, that'll do it for this edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. I keep telling Mike Haynes to get on Twitter. Maybe one of these days he will. In the meantime, Talking Puck TV, Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern time on both Twitch and YouTube. We hope you can join us for those as well. And also, I'm still working for VegasHockeyNow.com, doing the editor-in-chief thing over there. And please check it out. We have just expanded our roster of reporters. And if you are a Golden Knights fan or are just interested in Golden Knights coverage, we've really started to ramp things up over there as the season has now begun to get into the swing of things. So thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.